It's really important that if we're going to be children of the light, then we need to keep what the Word of God says, and we cannot be hypocrisy in our lives, and because otherwise we become liars. We're trying to pretend something they were not. If we're supposed to be Christians walking in the light, then if people see us walking in darkness, what are we doing? We're contradicting the Word of God, and we're making God a liar.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Roel Reese in Diamond Bar, California. It is great to have you with us today. We're in the middle of a series focusing on the destructive nature of false spiritual leaders. Roel will urge us to maintain authenticity in our own walk with the Lord. He'll also encourage us to stay grounded in God's Word so that we won't be swayed by the lies of religious hypocrites. Stay with us for a challenge to faithfully honor God with pure-hearted devotion. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, here's Roel Reese with our study, The Danger of Apostasy.
He says, now the Spirit expressly says that in the last days, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. And if you remember, we were talking about demonology and Satan and all of his demons and all of the things that happen in the world. But at the same time, in Jewish thought, they divide history into two ages, the Jews. Number one, they divide it into this age and then the age to come. That is, the present age was thought of as under the control of Satan and all of his demons. But then when they talked about the age to come, they were talking about the Messiah coming and ruling with universal righteousness. That's what the Jews believe. And yet we know that as Paul the Apostle is talking to Timothy here, that the Holy Spirit is predicting a great deception in the last days. False teachers, false teachings. And yet here, Paul is telling Timothy that not only in their time, but in our time, there's going to be a great time of deception. Satan is going to be working double time. In the book of Romans chapter 16, 17, and 18, this is what he said. Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and avoid them. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own appetites, and by smooth words and flattering speeches deceive the hearts of the simple. You see? They're going after people that do not know the Word of God. They're going after new converts, people that just got saved. Because if they come after people that have been in the Lord and they're in a good, solid church that teaches the Word of God and they've been learning doctrine, there's no possible way they can deceive you. You see, you can't fall prey to them because you know the truth and the truth sets you free. Very important. And then in the book of Galatians chapter 1, verses 6 through 8, Paul says, I marvel that you have turning away so soon from Jesus, who called you in the grace of Christ unto a different gospel, which is not another, but there are some who trouble you who want to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we preach to you, let him be anathema or accursed. Let him go down to the deepest and lowest hell that there is in the world. And then in Philippians chapter 3, 2, he says, beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the mutation. Brethren, join in following my example and know those who walk as you have us for a pattern. For many walk of whom I told you often and now tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their appetite or their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, and who set their mind on earthly things. So you see, look at all the warnings in all the letters. And then Paul again in Colossians chapter 2, verse 4 through 5, he says, "This I say, lest anyone should deceive you by persuasive words. For though I am absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the spirit, rejoicing to see your good order in the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk you in Him, rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit according to the traditions of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ." That is secular philosophy, secular psychology, secular biology. You see, all these things that can truly deceive a person when he goes to school. And Paul says, be careful of those people. He says, because in Him you were also circumcised with a circumcision without hands, by putting off the body of sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with baptism, in which you also raised Him up through faith in the working of God who raises Him from the dead. So Paul wants to make sure that we understand that there are, and there were in his time, a lot of these false teachers that were trying to deceive the people constantly and always. And that's why Paul is writing this tremendous letter to the church of Ephesus, Timothy being the pastor there. He wants them to understand, look at, hey, this is the prediction about apostasy. That the prophecy was given by the Holy Spirit. First of all, this is not just Paul writing. This is the hand and the authorship of the Holy Spirit in warning the church about what's going to take place. And then the prophecy referring to what? To the latter times, when things would really get out of hand. And then the prophecy describing this great apostasy or falling away from the faith. They would come to the church and to people in the church. And I think of how many people since 1972 when I came to Christ, and in 1973 when we started the church, and in 1976 when the church really started moving on, and from that time on to this present time, how many people we have seen in the church, and yet today after 30 some years, how many people have walked away from the church because of apostasy? Hundreds, thousands of people that I know that are not with us any longer. It's so sad to be able to see people that I had known in West Covina. They were serving the Lord, really on fire for the Lord. And then to see them 10, 15, 20 years later, and they're totally back into the world, and they don't even know who Christ is any longer because they've been gone so long and they have no conviction in their lives. It's terrible and it's so sad to see that. But that's what Paul's talking about. This is exactly what's going to happen. And then he begins in chapter 4, verse 1 through verse 3 to describe the apostasy. First of all, he says what? He says there's going to be a seducing of spirits. Notice that. They're going to depart from the faith, but notice, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, and lies and hypocrisy. All these are the signs of the last days. Notice that. This is what Paul is saying. You need to really be careful. Why? Because it's a very dangerous time. A time where you need to know the Word of God. You need to be in the Word of God and to keep the love of God in your hearts. Remember Dr. Billy Graham? He talked about Charles Templeton in the little DVD we watched. He was supposed to be the next Billy Graham. He was with Billy Graham, and he was an incredible teacher, an incredible evangelist. But then later on, over the years, he wrote a book before he died called Farewell to God. Farewell to God. He got up, and in this book, he wrote how there is no God. And he was one of the guys right hand to the Billy Graham crusades. And he walked away from God, and he died without God. And I believe that Paul here hits the nail on the head, because he says that this is the work of deceiving spirits, demons, demons that are active, demons that are at work, not only in the outside of the church, but inside of the church, in people's homes, in people's lives. And yet, for me, it's not a threat because I know that greater is He that is in me, and I don't fear Satan. I don't fear his demons. I fear God. The only time that I would have to be leery about Satan is if I was not walking in the light. You see? Because then I wouldn't have discernment. I wouldn't have the power of the Holy Spirit. That's why he says we need to be careful, because in the last days these things are going to be seducing spirits, which means they seduce people onto pornography. They seduce people onto drugs. They seduce people by breaking down their morals and to become self-indulgent in all kinds of things. And that's what Satan gets to people. To my awareness, it's an amazing thing to know that this is the church of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, not only Calvary Chapel, but there are many beautiful churches. And that within the church, even maybe here tonight, and those watching through the internet, the problem that we have with drugs today, heroin, cocaine, it's sad to see people get destroyed by that. But I'm not talking about the world. I'm talking about people in the church. People where you sit. That today, still after coming to Christ, are actually seduced and are trapped by drugs and alcohol. Pornography. Different things that are eventually destroying your mind, destroying your heart, destroying your marriage, destroying you personally, destroying your integrity. When you wake up in the morning, all the conviction, all the guilt that you carry with you, as Satan puts all this guilt on you because you're trying and trying to get out of it, but you keep going back to it, when we should be delivered from it. You say, well, how do you get rid of it? You pray and you fast. And you ask the elders of the church to baptize you with the Holy Spirit, to lay hands on you. We need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And you stop hanging out with your friends. And you stop going to those places that you're going to be tempted. You see? And that's why it's really important that we understand that our battle is not carnal. Our battle is spiritual.
You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. Visit SomebodyLovesYou.com for biblical resources that will guide you in a God-glorifying life. You can also join Raul for Straight Talk on the Somebody Loves You Worldwide YouTube channel, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. West Coast time. Let's continue with our study, The Danger of Apostasy.
We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers of darkness that are trying to kill me, trying to seduce me, trying to damn my soul. That's what Paul is talking about here. He says that these people not only are seduced by demons, notice verse 2, they speak lies in hypocrisy. Notice that. They speak lies. They don't tell the truth. How many times you've met people in the church here that lie continually? You know, you can look them straight in the face. There are people that lie about many things. You can go up to a person and say, hey, you know what? I heard that you're taking drugs. And they'll lie to your face and say, no, I don't take drugs. And they're not facing the fact that they are a drug addict. And they need help. Or stealing from their job. You got a good job and you're taking stuff from your job. That's stealing. Taking breaks when you're not supposed to take breaks. That's stealing from your employee and employers. You see? It's really important that if we're going to be children of the light, then we need to keep what the Word of God says, and we cannot be hypocrisy in our lives, and because otherwise we become liars, speaking lies in hypocrisy. We're trying to pretend something they were not. If we're supposed to be Christians walking in the light, then if people see us walking in darkness, what are we doing? We're contradicting the Word of God, and we're making God a liar. You see? And we're keeping people from the light. We're pushing people away from the kingdom of God. We need to be careful. And yet Paul says this is the situation. These are the problems. They deceive people with lies. And yet what did Jesus say? He said they're going to come that day on the day of judgment, and they're going to say, Lord, I prophesied in your name. I cast out devils in your name. I did miracle wonders in your name. And Jesus will say, great, but I never knew you. Depart from me, you evil servant of iniquity. You see, that's what's going to happen to hypocrites. They think they're in, but they're out. The Bible says in every one of the epistles that Paul gave us, 14 letters, he says that if anybody is continuing on drugs, a drug addict, an alcoholic, if he continues in pornography or lying or any one of the sins of the flesh that he talks about there, he says if he continues to practice such things, will not inherit the kingdom of God. Don't be deceived. You will not inherit the kingdom of God. There has to be a change. There has to be a true repentance. Why? Listen to the next thing that happens. If you continue in lies and in hypocrisy, guess what's going to happen? Look at verse 2. He says, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron. You know what that means? You ever burn yourself on the stove and you have a little blister? And then over a couple of days, what happens to that blister? It becomes hard. What's Paul saying here? He's saying that the mind and the personality of that person becomes what? Becomes like a hot iron. That is, it means to be cauterized in the Greek. Cauterized. Just as a person's flesh can be branded by a hot iron, and you brand that person, and then it becomes hardened skin. And is that permanently? That's what he says about these people that are not coming to the knowledge of the truth. But they're hypocritical. They start going downhill really quickly. And their minds and their consciences become not only hardened like a hot iron, but here he's talking about the conscience being dead. There's no longer life in the conscience. You can talk to them. They can hear preaching. They can read the Bible, and nothing affects them anymore because of their sin. They've come to that place where they become so hardened and calloused by sin that there's no hope for them anymore. These are the people that he's talking about. And then they have their own teaching too. Not only do they sin, but they're trying to teach false doctrines. You say, well, what do you mean? Well, look at verse 3. He says, forbidding, number one, to marry. You don't have to get married. You can be single the rest of your life. Literally here, what he's talking about here is that he's talking about these demons, about marriage to be avoided by people, and you can just live together with your boyfriend or your girlfriend. You don't really have to take the true vow. You know what I'm saying? Just live together. You can live in sexual sin. No problem with that. That's the doctrine of demons. Wherever you can accept sin, a person can be accepted for living together with his girlfriend or boyfriend and having sex and going to church. Listen, that church is off the wall. They don't believe in the Bible. Because the Bible says that they're fornicators. They're living a life of hypocrisy. They're living a life of sin. Not only that, they're leading people astray and they're keeping people from coming to the truth because of their sin. So these people are totally coming into the church and they're trying to tell people, you know what, you don't have to get married. You can live together. And then notice what it says, and commanding to abstain from meats. Notice, why don't you become a vegetarian? Meat's bad for you. Maybe I'm stepping on somebody's toes tonight. Because that's what he says. If God created everything to eat, and if he says that meat and vegetables are good to eat, and then how many times you hear people say, oh no, meat's bad for you, you need to become a vegetarian. That's what he's talking about here. And then what else? Look what he says. He says, by the way, this is what God created, to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth of God. Notice that. Those that know the word of God and know God, you know, they're not going to be in bondage to becoming vegetarians or not to eat meat. Verse 4, look what he says. For every creature of God is good and nothing to be what? Refused if it is received with thanksgiving. And watch what he says. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. This is something important for us Christians. If you have children, if you have grandchildren, if you're just single, it's really important that every time you have a meal, what do? We give thanks to the Lord to pray. Watch what he says. If you instruct the brethren these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished in the words of faith and of good doctrine. Notice what he's saying. Which you have carefully followed. You see, the importance of teaching line upon line, precept upon precept. Why? Because there's many false doctrines out there. And being nourished up in the Word of God, as you're learning about salvation, you're learning about sin, you're learning about the last days, you're learning about the Holy Spirit, you're learning about everything in the doctrines of the Bible. And how do we do that? As we go through the books of the Bible. Then you're going to be balanced in the kingdom of God. Your life will be balanced in God's Word. And if you don't really have a real hunger for God's Word, you're a new believer, pray and God will give you a hunger to read. If you can't read, listen, there are other little translations you can learn to read. And somebody can teach you how to read. But don't get all bummed out because you can't read or you read slow or you're pausing every time when you read. Don't worry about that. The Holy Spirit, man, can do so much in your life. If you ask Him, He'll bless you. But obey the Word of God. It's good for us to be here in the house of the Lord. Why? Because we're learning and we're being stretched by the Lord. And we're being built up in the Lord. And then not only that, we're growing in fellowship with one another. That's what Christ desires. So that we can go the next step. And in that next step is that we may be filled with the Holy Spirit and with His love. Each one of us individually, so that we can have love and faith and holiness in our lives.
Well, we hope today's lesson has been a challenge for you to stay transparent with God as you honor Him with obedience to His Word. You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Roel Reese. Today's study, The Danger of Apostasy, can be yours in its complete form for a donation of $5 or more. To get your copy, just call us at 800-634-9165. Now, we'd also like to help you more readily recognize the hypocrisy of counterfeit Christian leaders. Roel's six-part series is titled False Prophets, Ravenous Wolves in Sheep's Clothing, and it's available on both CD and USB. Exposing the self-serving agendas of those who prioritize their own personal gain, this study will motivate you to entrench yourself in God's Word and commit to following His will. Visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165 to order Rawls' six-message series, False Prophets, Ravenous Wolves in Sheep's Clothing. We'll send you the flash drive for $10 or the CD collection for $21. That number again is 800-634-9165. You can also write to us at Somebody Loves You Radio, P.O. Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. Download our app to keep God's Word at your fingertips. You'll find live-streamed Bible teaching, an easy reading plan to direct your own personal devotion time, and much more. Roel is also happy to answer your Bible questions. His direct email address is PastorRoel@SomebodyLovesYou.com. Thank you for your partnership. Your generous donations help us keep sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. Be sure and join us back here next time. We are blessed by every opportunity to grow with you in wisdom and faith as we study the Word of God together. Now here's Roel once again with the closing thought from today's teaching.
If we keep ourselves in the love of God, check this out, then you're going to do better in this life. Because life is so messed up. And if we are living truly in the last days where seduction of demonology and demons are seducing people's lives, how much more do we need to be active in the church tonight? Active. We need one another. So however God would want to use my life and use your life, we will all be operating together as the head leads us, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray tonight that the Holy Spirit will truly baptize many of you so that you can get involved in ministry and you can just really be saying, Lord, the next 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years of my life, I want to be not warm, not cold. I want to be hot for you. I want my first love to be there. That's what it's all about. Because when you start getting cold, you start missing church, you start reading, you stop praying, you start hanging out with the wrong people, and what happens? You backslide. And God told Israel, all backsliding Israel, return unto me. God always wants us to return to him because he has such a great, great work for us to accomplish if we humble ourselves before him and we give our whole lives to him. He will use your lives because he loves you so much.
I am falling in love with you.
This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.